GV pivots to rare genetic diseases, leading $275 million bet on Encoded's epilepsy therapy. Encoded Therapeutics closed a $275 million Series F round for its lead Dravet syndrome asset, co-led by GV and an unnamed healthcare investor, marking one of the largest late-stage private financings in the genetic epilepsy space and a notable pivot in venture allocation away from crowded oncology plays. The deal, announced September 9, 2026, represents a significant uptick in institutional appetite for precision therapies targeting ultra-rare pediatric conditions where patient identification, regulatory pathways, and commercial dynamics increasingly favor specialist players over broad-platform biotechs. The financing lands at a moment when capital efficiency metrics are reshaping biotech venture strategy. With average time to liquidity extending beyond 8 years in gene therapy and CAR-T sectors, investors are rotating toward orphan indications with faster pivotal trial readouts and streamlined FDA engagement under breakthrough and orphan designations. Dravet syndrome, a severe infantile epilepsy affecting roughly 1 in 15,700 births, offers a clinical endpoint profile, biomarker clarity, and reimbursement precedent that institutional LPs increasingly prize. GV's involvement is particularly instructive. Alphabet's venture arm has historically concentrated oncology and immunology allocations, but its participation here signals recognition that rare genetic diseases with defined patient registries and monogenic targets present superior risk-adjusted returns in today's regulatory and reimbursement environment. The undisclosed co-lead's anonymity suggests either a sovereign wealth vehicle or a crossover fund testing pre-initial public offering exposure ahead of a potential 2027 listing, a pattern increasingly common as public biotech indices stabilize following the 2024-2025 correction. Gene therapy valuation recalibration and the Dravet cohort Encoded's $275 million raise occurs against a backdrop of sector-wide valuation compression in cell and gene therapy, where platform companies once commanded billion-dollar post-money marks on preclinical assets. The recalibration reflects three factors: manufacturing scalability concerns, durability questions from early AAV trials, and post-marketing surveillance costs that materialized higher than underwriting models anticipated in 2020-2024. Investors now demand lead programs with clinical proof of concept, established natural history data, and regulatory precedent, all of which Dravet syndrome uniquely provides. Dravet's genetics are well characterized. Loss-of-function mutations in the SCN1A gene account for approximately 80% of cases, offering a monogenic target amenable to gene replacement or modulation strategies. Encoded's approach, while not detailed in public disclosures, likely leverages adeno-associated virus, AAV vectors, or antisense oligonucleotide, ASO, platforms, both of which have demonstrated proof of mechanism in epilepsy models. The $275 million figure implies a runway extending through pivotal data and potential biologics license application, BLA submission, a capital structure that positions Encoded for either a strategic exit to a mid-cap pharma player or a direct initial public offering in a recovering NASDAQ biotech environment. The rare epilepsy sector has witnessed accelerating mergers and acquisitions activity since Takeda's $3.2 billion acquisition of Ovid Therapeutics in 2023, a transaction that established valuation benchmarks for late-stage genetic epilepsy assets. Dravet-focused companies have since commanded premium multiples due to three factors: established patient registries enabling rapid enrollment, FDA willingness to accept surrogate endpoints, seizure frequency reduction, and payer acceptance of six-figure annual list prices for therapies demonstrating meaningful functional improvement. Encoded's capital raise positions it as a likely acquisition target for companies seeking to expand neuroscience franchises, particularly those with established rare disease commercial infrastructure. institutional capital flows. Autonomy in healthcare as a parallel bet, the timing of Encoded's financing coincides with the U.S. Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, ARPAH, committing $62.7 million to develop FDA-authorized AI agents for heart failure management, a seemingly disparate data point that actually illuminates the same capital thesis. Both investments reflect institutional conviction that healthcare delivery gaps, whether in rare disease diagnosis or chronic disease management, now present investable opportunities at venture and growth equity scale. ARPAH's advocate program awarded first-year funding of $33.7 million to companies including Ottman Health, UpDoc, and Tempus AI, with the goal of creating partially autonomous diagnostic and prescribing tools for the 6.7 million Americans with heart failure who lack access to cardiologists. The parallel to Encoded's DRAVIT strategy is direct. Both address high-burden conditions where patient identification and specialist access bottleneck outcomes, and both leverage technological advances, whether in genomics or artificial intelligence, to collapse traditional care delivery models. For institutional allocators, the convergence is compelling. Rare disease gene therapies and autonomous clinical AI share a common investment profile: high upfront R&D costs, binary regulatory milestones, and winner-take-most market structures once approval and clinical adoption occur. The fact that GV participated in Encoded's round, while Alphabet's AI capabilities position it as a potential strategic acquirer of health tech infrastructure, underscores the strategic adjacency. Sophisticated LPs are increasingly underwriting healthcare venture portfolios with dual exposure to precision medicine and clinical decision support tools, viewing them as complementary rather than competing allocation categories. The ARPAH awards also provide a valuable comp for de-risking timelines. While Encoded faces multi-year pivotal trials and BLA review, the AI cardiology players target FDA authorization under the agency's Software as a Medical Device, SA-MD, framework, a pathway that can compress regulatory timelines to 18-24 months. This temporal diversity within a healthcare venture portfolio allows LPs to balance long-duration gene therapy bets with nearer-term liquidity events from AI health tech exits, a portfolio construction strategy that became prevalent in 2025 as fund managers sought to address limited partner liquidity concerns. The precision medicine exit environment and strategic acquirer dynamics, Encoded's financing size and timing, suggest preparation for a strategic exit rather than an initial public offering, a conclusion supported by recent transaction comps. The $275 million Series F positions encode its total capital raised in the range where pharma acquirers typically engage, large enough to validate clinical progress and attract competitive bidding, but not so large as to inflate valuation expectations beyond strategic justification. For companies with single-asset profiles in rare disease, the optimal exit window typically occurs within 12-18 months of pivotal data readout, ahead of the operational complexity and capital intensity of commercial launch. Potential acquirers for DRAVIT assets include established neuroscience players seeking to offset patent cliffs, particularly those with existing rare disease sales forces. Companies such as UCB, which commands leadership in epilepsy through Briviact and Vimpat, face revenue erosion from generic competition and would derive immediate value from a differentiated genetic therapy addressing unmet need in refractory pediatric epilepsy. Similarly, Sarepta Therapeutics, which built a gene therapy commercial model in Duchenne muscular dystrophy, has publicly signaled interest in expanding its neuromuscular and neurology pipeline through mergers and acquisitions. Valuation multiples for late-stage orphan assets have stabilized in the 8x, 12x peak sales range for therapies with demonstrated efficacy and acceptable safety profiles, implying a potential transaction value north of $2 billion for a best-in-class DRAVIT gene therapy with pivotal data. At that valuation, Encoded Series F investors at a $275 million round size would realize approximately 3.5 times for 5 times gross returns, assuming typical liquidation preference structures, an outcome that aligns with limited partner return expectations in the current vintage. The alternative initial public offering path faces headwinds from public market investors' declining appetite for single-asset biotechs without clear near-term profitability. The NASDAQ Biotechnology Index remains 40% below its 2021 peak despite recent stabilization, and companies pursuing offerings without revenue visibility have faced significant downward pricing pressure. For Encoded, a strategic exit therefore presents superior risk-adjusted value capture, particularly if pivotal data demonstrates superiority to existing anti-epileptic drug regimens. The Plaquemium view, Encoded's $275 million round, is less about Dravet syndrome specifically, and more about a fundamental reordering of venture capital allocation in life sciences. We are witnessing the death of the platform biotech model that dominated 2018-2022 fundraising, replaced by a disciplined return to single-asset specialist companies with clear regulatory pathways and concentrated patient populations. The investment thesis here extends beyond rare disease. GV and its co-investor are underwriting a broader structural shift, the collapse of traditional primary care and specialist access in the U.S. Healthcare system creates arbitrage opportunities for technologies, whether genetic or digital, that bypass legacy infrastructure. Encoded's gene therapy for Dravet and ARPAH's autonomous AI cardiologists are expressions of the same bet, that direct-to-patient or direct-to-pathology interventions will command premium valuations as traditional care delivery fails to scale. What the market is missing, Encoded's exit will likely occur not to a traditional pharma acquirer, but to a payer-owned or payer-adjacent entity. As Medicare Advantage and commercial insurers vertically integrate care delivery, they increasingly recognize that high-cost genetic therapies with durable outcomes present superior total cost of care profiles compared to chronic pharmaceutical management. A health system or insurer acquiring Encoded could internalize the therapy economics, a transaction structure that would reset valuation multiples upward and accelerate sector mergers and acquisitions. The second order play. Watch for acquirers to bundle rare disease gene therapies with AI-driven patient identification tools. The real value in Dravet is not just the therapy but the diagnostic funnel that identifies patients early, and whoever controls both will command pricing power. Expect consolidation between precision medicine biotechs and genomic testing platforms within 18 months. So what? Capital deployment implications for institutional allocators, institutional capital, should draw three conclusions from Encoded's financing and the parallel ARPAH awards. First, late-stage rare disease assets with defined regulatory pathways now offer superior risk-adjusted returns compared to platform companies, and allocators should reweight portfolios accordingly. Second, the convergence of precision medicine and autonomous AI in healthcare creates portfolio construction opportunities for LPs willing to underwrite both technology vectors within a single fund vintage. Third, strategic exit multiples for orphan therapies remain robust despite public market volatility, supporting continued venture deployment at Series D and beyond. For private equity and growth equity investors, Encoded's round signals that crossover capital is returning to biotech at late stages, creating co-investment opportunities for firms with healthcare domain expertise. The undisclosed co-leads participation suggests appetite from non-traditional biotech investors, likely sovereign wealth or family office capital seeking healthcare exposure without public market volatility. The bottom line, Encoded's $275 million raise marks an inflection point where venture capital shifts from funding platform biotechs with multiple shots on goal to backing specialist companies with singular focus and defined exit timelines. The rare disease sector, with its regulatory tailwinds and concentrated patient populations, now represents the highest probability path to venture-scale returns in life sciences. Institutional allocators, ignoring this rotation, risk missing the next cycle's winners.